us just all goes to the store every day. Yes. I praise God. As the Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. God's hand and God's presence is always upon us. We may feel that we are so far from God. It is not God who is going away or departing from us. It is us.
Yes.
Who's leaving the Lord.
Right.
Turning our back against the Lord. I praise God. He's always there. Always a God of a second chance.
Yes.
Who gave us the opportunity to serve Him. Amen. In 8 years or more than 8 years serving the Lord in Thailand. Of course, this church has been supporting me for 11 years now, and it's been a great blessing, from 25 to 50 to 100, and then next year 200. Amen. Hallelujah. We just came to give a report how God is blessing the ministry. We have now 5 churches in Thailand. We just started a new one. This kind of work is, it's really all by God's grace and mercy.
Yes.
It's all what
yes.
He's doing. We cannot do this without Him.
Amen.
You know, but and of course, you praying for us, remembering us. You know, there are some days and some weeks would we think, oh, I hope that our supporting churches will not forget us in their prayers and you know, everything that the church gave, and all the blessing that you have seen there in the ministry, Bethel Baptist Church is part
Amen.
Of it. Every soul that been saved in that ministry. So you are not enlarging here, not only you are not only enlarging your cause here, but also there across the ocean.
Yes.
So it's a great blessing. And one of the reason why, two reasons why we came back, of course, I've shared to the preacher a while ago how the dollar is devaluating, you know, it's losing its power, not only in Europe, but also in Southeast Asia. Used to be in Bangkok or in Thailand, the exchange rate is 43. Now it's down to 31, 32, and it's still going down. And that's very hard, you know. That's why you have to pray hard. Amen, amen. So that you will have the third president this coming election. I told Dr. Skyber to run for president. Amen. See, they like it, preacher. Amen. You need a third person there. Well, still, every country, you know, when we go to the Lord in prayer, God can change the heart of the king, right?
Yes.
So, with you praying, the Lord will still keep this country, you know, in high standard. We need Christians who would really
yes.
cry and pray.
Yes.
You know, we can, well, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose Lord is the Lord, right? So,
yes.
We'll be praying for that. And so we are asking some of our supporting churches, that those churches that support us already, we're just going to knock upon their heart if they can increase a little bit of their support, is it 25 or 50, then we do not have to look for new churches, so it's very hard to look. Now, when you call, you cannot really, it's very hard to get into new churches because many missionaries are going around the world.
Yes.
So we're just kind of knocking on the doors of our supporting churches for God's blessing upon them, and they would be able to increase. And second, in Thailand, it's a Buddhist country. As you've seen a while ago, how the 66 million people in Thailand, 95% strictly Buddhist, and 4% Muslim, and only 0.76. At least right now, it's 0.76. Before, it's only 0.005. All right. So we just praise the Lord that at least it's It's increasing, amen.
Yeah.
The only problem that we are facing as our church, in our church, in our ministry, is that our children, we do not have a Christian school that could cater our young people. Unlike here, you have Christian school.
Yeah.
Unlike in the Philippines, you know, in the Philippines, most churches in the Philippines have their own Christian school. There's no problem. And some other part of the world. But in Thailand, it will be very hard to find a Christian school that can cater an ordinary children. We have a Christian school that is called the International Community School in Thailand, but it's very expensive. You have to pay $10,000 to be accepted.
Wow.
That is to be accepted only. You do not have yet the quarter payment. Probably you can afford it, but only those Chinese businessmen and those people who work in the embassy and Indian businessmen who are able to go in that school. But how about our young people, our children? And still, they go to a government school who is run by a monk or a Buddhist religion. So it's really it confused the mind of our children. So that's the question of our members. So we said, let's pray to the Lord what the Lord has in store for us. And so the Lord has pressed upon our heart that we could have also our Christian academy. And we asked what's the requirements, and we have the people. We have people who are qualified to be teachers and principal and administrator of the Christian Academy, as the government said, this is the requirements. And so we can have our Christian school. We must have our own place, you know, about 400, 500 square meter lot that is the space allotted by the government or designed by the government that we need to have in order for us to receive or get a permit to run or to open a Christian school in Bangkok City. So please pray, because this school can be used in training our children, and it will make a great difference in the history of Christianity in Thailand.
Amen.
I believe it will be a great blessing. You see, right now, if there are 50 Baptist churches in Thailand, 50 independent Baptist churches, if there are 50 with 40 members, you are only looking at 2,000 Baptist people in Thailand.
Wow.
And how many Baptist people here in the state of Ohio? Or probably even just in this side alone, you will see so many Baptist people. And that's what we need also in Thailand. Now it's beginning to open. It's great opportunity. Last year, October, most of the monks in Thailand have a hunger strike for 1 month. They're asking those 100 people, because they're doing a charter change, changing the law of Thailand. And they want that there will be no freedom of Christianity or freedom of religion in Thailand. They want Buddhist religion only. And they have that hunger strike or fasting, as they would call it. But praise the Lord, 67 out of those 100 people who are changing the law voted for freedom of religion in Thailand.
Amen.
You see, God is opening great doors and opportunity, and we can grab this opportunity. So please pray for us. We can reach our goal. We are desiring and praying for $150,000 so we can buy the property or the lot that is at the back of our present location in Thailand or in Bangkok City, and we can build a school, and hopefully we can build a building that can accommodate 300 people, and at the same time we can have our Christian Academy and Bible College in that place. Together we can make a great difference. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Lord, I believe we are in the right track. The Lord is blessing us already. And we praise the Lord for God's blessing. So please remember us in your prayer. I would like to share a little bit of challenge from the Word of God in the book of Jude. In the book of Jude, and to most of you, if you're looking for the book of Jude, it's probably right before Genesis. But I believe most of you know it already. Amen. All right. The book of Jude, of course, is before the book of Revelation. And you know, you have learned the book of Revelation. The preacher have taught you that already. And about the end times, last days, the book of Revelation. Now, in between, or before going to the end of times, we have this in the last days. The end times, and then in the last days. And I believe we are in the last days. At any moment, now the trumpet of God shall sound. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I hope it'll be tonight.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I don't have to travel all over this country. Amen. And most especially, I will not see the election. Amen. All right. But most and foremost, it's a great joy, great blessing. When that trumpet will sound tonight, we're here in the church. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen. Rather than there in the lake, paddling your, your boat, fishing boat, rather be in the church, amen?
Amen.
All right. But while we're waiting for that day, here in the book of Jude, now this letter, Jude wrote this to a very special group of Christians. So dear in his heart that he wrote this. Of course, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, it says what the Bible says. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. You know, he can say there, the brother of Jesus Christ. But he said, the servant. You see the servant heart of this person. The brother of James, of course, James the pastor of First Baptist Church in Jerusalem. Amen. To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, now the word beloved, now he is not writing or talking, or the audience is not the unbeliever. He is writing it for the believer.
Yes.
He said, beloved.
Yes.
Beloved, the children of God. Christians. He said, beloved, I gave all diligence to write. Now, look at that word. I write in all diligence. Diligence. Those are very serious and strong word. Which means he's not playing around. Right, he's not playing around. I write when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. It was needful. Look at that word again. Needful. It is not something that he just thought of it and he's going to write. No, he know it is needful. It is needed. It is very important. That's why it's so important that he wrote it so diligently. He did not just sit in his office and just think of something and write a book or something or a poem or a love story. No, 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 no. It is needful for me to write unto you, and what is that? Exhort you. You see, even during those times, people need exhortation. And if they need exhortation, we need it too. Amen.
Yes, amen.
We need it to be exhorted in our Christian life, in our daily life. Exhort you that ye should. Look at this next sentence. If you have the same Bible as I have, the King James Bible, amen.
Amen.
I hope you don't have the new injected virus.
Nope.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exhort you that ye should what? Earnestly. Isn't that, he didn't say playfully. But earnestly. And I believe since you all speak English, you know the meaning of it. Amen. You know the word. Earnestly what? Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Earnestly contend for the faith. Why? Why would Jude would exhort the believers, the Christian, the people so dear to him, exhorting them to earnestly contend for the faith? Why? Look at verse number 4. For there are certain men creep in unawares who were before of the old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the time and until now, there are still people who creep unawares to churches and will teach you all manner of false doctrine. Nowadays, they will give you New King James Bible. What is a new king? What is new about the King James? Praise God, I still have my King James. Amen?
Amen.
There is nothing new to the Word of God. It's still the Word of God.
Yeah.
Why do they have to put the word new?
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's hard to understand. It's a King James. It's an old English. It's hard to understand. Yes, it's supposed to be. It should hard to be understood because it is the Word of God.
Amen.
It is not the word of the president. It is not the word of a king of a nation. It is the Word of God. Therefore, it is hard to be understood.
Yeah.
But the Bible says you have the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will teach you the truth.
Yeah.
Natural man receiveth not the things of God.
Right.
But when you receive Jesus Christ,
yes.
Amen?
Yep.
It is God's word, and you have the Holy Spirit, so therefore, you can understand it. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
That's right. That's right. That's why they don't understand.
Yep. Well, why don't they? Well, they still have Bible for ladies, Bible for children.
Yeah.
Right? What is the difference between Bible for children and ladies or men or old? That is just business.
Yes.
Amen. That's just business. I have the Word of God.
Yes.
I never change.
Amen.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right. It'll never pass away. Earnestly contend for the faith. What we see, what we experience nowadays. People, or especially churches, they are departing from biblical standard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
11 years ago, the first time I came to the United States, I was so excited. When I visit churches, amen. What a very fundamental with great standard. I came back after 6 years.
Yeah.
It's no longer the same.
No.
Ladies or women leading the singing in the church.
Yeah.
Singing all manner of, I don't know what kind of song. Thank God I still have my hymns, amen?
Amen.
And if you look at my display board there, we use hymnals in our singing in the church translated into Thai language. But still Amazing Grace, amen?
Amen.
It's still the old rugged cross, amen? It's still Jesus, amen? saves. Amen. It's still the old rugged cross. Never changed. And now you will see changes around the churches in this country. No wonder why the Lord is sending judgment. Because we are now departing from the standard of the Word of God. Right? Why? Because we look upon numbers.
Yeah. There you go. Come on.
Numbers. Jesus never looked at what. And those, in 3 years' time of his ministry, he can build thousands. Or he can build a big building and have thousands and thousands of people. But no, he just trained very few.
Wow.
So that this quality man can go out and can turn the history of Christianity all around the world. Amen. And we can do it.
Yes.
They are people, men. They would use the name of Christ in business. And if we are not careful, then you will find yourself in the realm or in the circle of those kind of people.
Yes,
right.
And you see only people, but no Christian life.
Right.
There are men, certain men, creeping unaware. Be careful. They would come like dressed like a shepherd or a sheep.
Yeah.
But they're just here seeking whom they may devour.
Yeah.
And then they will start with this person.
Yeah.
And this person. And then all of a sudden, everything's changed.
Yeah.
Oh, preacher, can we have a new Bible? We've been using the King James for a long time. We've been using the hymns for a long time. Can we not change it also?
No, we can't change.
Amen.
And we will never change.
Amen. I told all my workers or our Thai pastors, if I come back and you're changed, you change everything right here. You get out, I'll continue. Amen.
Yeah.
All right? Nowadays, Christians, you know, sad to say, Christians, we don't stand for the truth. Like, for example, our neighbors. When they tell you, oh, we are just the same.
Yeah.
You know, you are a Baptist, I am a charismatic, or charismatic, or Pentecostal, or Church of God, or a Nazarene, or what? We're just the same. If you are sincere, I am sincere, we are just the same. And some of us, so we will not hurt their feeling, we'll say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right?
Come on.
No, we are not the same. Amen. We are saved by grace, not by works. Amen. We are not saved by the water of baptism. No, we are saved by grace. Amen. We are never saved by works. We are never saved by baptism. We are never saved by speaking in tongues. We are saved by the grace of God through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we are not the same. You're on your way to hell. I'm on my way to heaven. And this is what the Bible says.
Amen.
The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart
that God has raised him from the dead.
Yep.
That Jesus rose from the dead.
Yes.
If you open your heart and receive Christ as your own personal Savior, not yourself, not the church, but Jesus, you say, Lord, come into my heart and God will save you. Amen.
Yes.
But they who do not have Christ, they are already condemned.
You're right.
You do not have to wait for your death for you to know whether you're going to heaven or not.
Right.
No, sir. If you don't have Christ, you are already condemned.
Yep.
But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Because of Christ's life, before we were an enemy of God, and because of his life, we become what? Friend of God.
Amen.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. Some people say, that's why I don't like Baptist. Why? Salvation is so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, ngaymak, that's Thai. It's so easy, ladies. Friends, salvation is never easy. Never easy. Jesus suffered for it. Amen.
Yes.
He gave his life for it.
Yes.
Right.
He made it easy for you and me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. But people nowadays, they want it to be very hard. Yeah. Like the people in Thailand, they have to pay you. In Thailand, if you confess your sin to the monk, then the monk will tell you how much money you will give to the temple.
Yeah.
Yes. It's either $500, $1,000, or $5,000 in 10 temples. Wow. I wish we can do that. Your building is finished already, preacher. Amen.
Yeah.
The building is done already, amen. But it's not. The Bible says, your sin and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. Amen.
Yes.
It's a great blessing of being saved. Once saved, you're always saved. Amen.
Yes.
You'll never lose your salvation. You're saved. You're saved. Amen. Hallelujah. You're saved because you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians 1:30. But now, people will come and tell you, we are just the same. Bethel Baptist Church, earnestly contend for the faith. Tell the people, we are not the same.
You're right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as we are earnestly contending our faith, you know, it's showing a standard, it's not easy. It is not easy. It's not easy. That's why the Bible says, in the same book, we'll jump to verse number 20 because for the sake of time. He said, but ye. Now the word ye is talking to you and me. Christians, amen?
Yes.
Beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You see the word building up yourselves? Building up yourselves, amen? Now, when you are building, you are laboring. You labor. You work hard. Now you're going to build a church building. It's not easy. You have to work hard. Building this church is not easy. You have to work hard. That's why he said, building yourselves. Build ourselves. The most holy faith. at this present time or present days, in the last days, many false prophets, many false teachers, and sometimes we don't see, we are not aware of it. Who among us here work in the bank? They said those people who work in the bank, they don't touch the money or practice like they were going to get the fake money and see. They will touch it like this, and they would know this is not real money. They are not practicing. They will not get a fake money to practice. They will get the real money. They'll practice it. They'll know it. This is the real money. And when they touch that money is not real, they know it already.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's good.
You do not have to learn the doctrine of Jehovah's Witnesses, people, so you can earnestly contend for the faith.
Right.
You do not have to learn the baptism of the moral Mormon people so you can stand for the truth. You just have to know your doctrine.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why to build, how to build yourself up. How to build ourselves.
Yes.
How can we build ourselves? In a physical body, you must have vitamins, you must have proteins, you must have this and that. You know, nowadays there are so many natural fruits or medicine. They'll give you, get out from the synthetic medicine. You know, they kill you. Right? Some says this medicine is good for the heart, but bad for the liver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Your heart will be okay, but your liver will be dead. This medicine is good for your blood sugar, but it's bad for your kidney. Look at those scientists and pharmaceutical business people. They're getting rich. You are paying them. You make them rich. You are dying. Right? But if we will be faithful, just give to the Lord. He will make sure you are healthy.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. And that's true. If you are a backslider, you don't give your tithes and offering to the Lord and help with the church building that you are going to have, God will get to you. He will pay the doctor double. Amen? But if you will be faithful in building the church building and here, you only have one doctor, Dr. Skyber. Amen. That's a great blessing. Yeah. Build ourselves up in the Word of God.
Yes.
Spend time with the Word of God.
Yes.
We give time to watch TV program. Young people, you give time in playing games.
Yeah.
In your computer. Wherein you must give time to the Word of God, for the Word of God will sharpen your mind.
Yes.
It will give you a good and right direction of life.
Yes.
Look at those young people who turn their back against the Lord, or they don't read the Word of God. What happened? Their life is a mess. Right? Those young people, especially ladies, they want to get married. And when the musician played, he said, "Here comes the bride." But the lyrics, "Here comes the bride, 6 months inside." Why?
Yeah.
But the Bible says, keep yourself holy in the Lord.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
But we have young people who are so rebellious. Why? Because instead of spending time in the Word of God, TV, sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm not against sports. In my high school life, I play in my school. I swim. I represent my school in swimming. That's why I have a big belly now. Play basketball. But physical exercise profited me nothing.
Yep.
What would I gain if I put more effort in that rather than reading my Bible?
Yes.
Right?
You want to read more pocket books. It's love story.
Yeah.
If you want love stories, they're in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to know the real kind of love, it's in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those things in the world, they don't know about the love of God.
Yes.
Spend time with God's Word. Amen. Yes. You can. This is your vitamins. This is your food. This is your supplement. Yes. The Word of God.
Yes.
Without the Word of God, you will never grow in your Christian life.
Yes.
20 years ago or 25 years or 30 years, and if you have not studied or read the Word of God, you have never grown in your Christian life. Every opportunity you have. Preacher, please, can you teach me the Word of God? Every time the church is open, when the Bible is being preached, you need to be here and listen to the Word of God. Amen. Every Sunday school for all ages, worship service, evening worship, Wednesday prayer time, when the Word of God is preached, you must be here and tell you will grow.
Yes.
We need to build ourselves in the Word of God.
Right.
Amen. You know, you can tell to a person, you can tell a person if he really loves the Word of God. When you watch TV less, but you read the Bible more.
Correct. Correct.
Because that's time that you don't have any more desire to open your television, yet read the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
What is it? You know how much television is very expensive. Just read the Bible, amen. You have the Word of God, amen.
Amen.
Really? Search the scripture, amen. Because when you know the Word of God, those people will creep unaware, bringing bad doctrine.
Right.
You will know them.
Right.
Right.
And
that's
you
right.
Will tell them, shh,
yep.
Go.
Yep.
Amen.
Right.
Because you know it already, amen.
Yep.
Build yourself in the Word of God.
Man.
The Word of God. Now in the last days, maybe you will read or study the scriptures. There are many kinds of prayers. There are probably 7 kinds of prayers. And in the last days, the Bible says you have to pray all these kinds of prayers. And one of them, you can read that before the last chapter of the book of Romans, where Paul says, pray earnestly. It's dry. Amen. He said to the church of Rome, pray for me earnestly. It's dry in your prayer. Not only that you have to build yourself into the Word of God, build yourselves in prayer. Amen. When was the last time we kneeled down and cried out to the Lord? You know the word is dry. In prayer, it is like you are praying to a mother giving birth and you wouldn't know that baby will survive or the mother will survive or not. And then you are there in the OR room or outside the room or in your house. You are there praying to God and you're crying, Lord, oh God, right now, Lord, as this person is giving birth, oh God, right now, please. When you pray like that, or someone on a mother or father or your sister will go through or fall throughout of that surgery. He might die in that table. And when you pray, you cry. It's like the Lord is just here.
Yes.
Amen. But when everything is okay, who cares?
Yeah.
No wonder. No wonder why we don't grow.
Right.
We don't pray.
Right.
We are busy running around the streets, roaming around the streets, going back and forth to these places. Spend money, spend time, never spend praying to the Lord. Would it be better instead of going around, strolling around, going around to some cities for nothing? Why don't we just spend our time right here and say, Lord, bless this church?
Amen.
No wonder why you say our country or this place is normal. We are hurting right now. Why? Before you know your history, there's someone in New York at 12 o'clock noon, instead of going to eat his lunch, he will pray. No one, and then one time, his co-workers in the factory, they don't see him eating lunch. Someone followed him and they saw him praying. Then that man joined him. And then another man joined. Until all of them praying. And that news broke all over the United States. And suddenly great revival happens because it started with one man praying.
Yes.
Will be a great blessing once again, revival all over America will come again. Amen.
Yes.
It will be a great blessing once again when you will see churches excited. They're all excited of souls getting saved. Amen.
Yes.
It will be a great blessing once again when all Christians here, all independent fundamental Baptists, will come and gather around and pray and knock the door of God, and
yes,
blessing will come anyway.
Yes.
Better Baptist Church. Oh, our church. Pray. Cry to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Building a church building here is not easy. More than 1 million.
Yes.
If God can do it, amen.
Yeah.
Someone will pray right there and cry to the Lord. Oh, shit, 1 million. Oh, we'll build a building. Oh, we don't need it. Instead of complaining, why don't we just pray?
Amen.
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 Yep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Build, because you're building a monument of faith. Yep. Where people would know that the God of Bethel Baptist Church is still sleeping, amen.
Amen.
That the God that Bethel Baptist served is alive, amen.
Amen.
That the God of Bethel Baptist
yes.
Church is the God that created the heaven and the earth.
Yep,
amen.
Yep.
They will call us in Thailand. Some missionaries there, they'll call. Why? I'll close this because if not, I'll go until midnight. Your ministry is growing. We've been here for 27 years. We have 40 people. But you've been here only 8 years. You have all this mission work. What's your secret? What's the strategy? I don't have no news. I don't use the 4-4-3 in church.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord bless it, Lord. Someone, Lord God, please, someone will sit here, Lord.
Yes.
We pray. We pray. Our place that we bought 2 years ago that can only accommodate 60 people, now we have 77.
Amen.
Prayer. Prayer. And because you pray for us, we are so your prayer. It's very simple once again. How to build yourselves up so that we can earnestly contend for the faith.
Yes.
Build ourselves into the Word of God. Build ourselves in prayer. And keep ourselves in the love of God.
Amen.
Don't turn your back against the Lord.
Amen.
Stay. Work for the Lord. Walk for God and worship the Lord.
Yes.
Stay. And when the trumpet shall sound, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well done, my faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of my kingdom.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be here once again. And may God bless you all. Praise God.